are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. Talk about a smooth Hammond B3 sound there. That was the Smokin' Cool track, aptly called Deep, from the Sam Lazar Trio off the 1961 album called Playback. And with that, we've begun a new episode of our show celebrating the best in jazz, and we call ourselves Neon Jazz. Sam was a pianist and Hammond organist hailing from across this fine state of ours in St. Louis, Missouri. He started off as a pianist with the Ernie Wilkins Group and then moved right along into George Hudson's Big Band. This outfit included Clark Terry and Jimmy Forrest at various times, giving him some good experience. So after he joined the Army from 1951 to 53, he got out of the service then and began studying medical technology, putting his jazz career on hold. Then we move forward 5 years, and he saw Jimmy Smith with his trio at the Peacock Alley Club in St. Louis and was inspired to play the Hammond organ and return to jazz music. His St. Louis-based organ combo included the great guitarist Grant Green and Joe DiOrio, also drummer Chauncey Williams and saxophonist Miller Brisker, amongst other musicians. Not only did the group play a variety of gigs from strip clubs to jazz clubs, they were reportedly one of the best and first interracial combos in the area. He only had 3 albums as a leader, but he etched a solid lore in the annals of jazz listening. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the most famous jazz town in Missouri and the U.S., right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you an hour of jazz from cats like Billy Taylor, Herbie Mann, Thelonious Monk, and many others. This next tune on the program comes from a talented quartet led by Keith Cooper. Here's the 2013 song Black and White off the Hot Club and Trad Jazz album.
And you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was one pianist with quite a lore in the jazz universe. That was Bob Acri with the 2009 song Wake Robin. Bob has been called one of the most versatile and talented pianists in America. Over a rich career, he has been spotted playing in the big bands of Buddy Rich, Harry James, and Woody Herman, along with backing up legendary vocalists like Lena Horne, Mike Douglas, Ella Fitzgerald, and the great Barbara Streisand. He has also done a slew of work with the studios, including NBC, CBS, and WGN. Bob got around. Our next piece is a collaboration between flutist Herbie Mann and guitarist Joao Gilberto with the brilliant jazz musician from Brazil, Antonio Carlos Jobim, with the 1965 song Amor em Paz.
Thank you.
is yet another dynamic duo teaming up for a quality jazz lick. That was pianist Brad Meldow and Spanish saxophonist Sambeat Perico with the 2003 song called Actors. Brad has been making a name for himself in jazz circles since the mid-90s, leading his trio and performing with the likes of Joshua Redman, Pat Metheny, Wayne Shorter, classic vocalists like Renee Fleming, along with pop guys John Mayer and the late, great Elliott Smith. Sambeat, on the other hand, is an accomplished composer and arranger with work ranging from bop to post-bop to free approaches along with funk, fusion, and mixing that with some hip-hop. They work well together. This next track comes from a reel converted to digital via our very own show engineer and the great neon beat practitioner, Mr. John Christopher. Here's Billy Taylor on the keys with the song Warming Up off a 1962 LP called The Soul of Jazz Piano, a sampler.
This is Ferrez with it. Whenever I'm in Kansas City, I love listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, and I hope you do too. The
Man, that cat had some serious jazz chops on that track. That was alto sax man and jazz composer Matt Chris Cuolo with the 2013 song Blippity Blad off an album by the exact same name. He surrounds himself with some of the best jazz cats around. Pianist Larry Willis, trombonist Steve Davis, bassist Phil Bowler, drummer Eric McPherson, and percussionist Ray Mantilla. Matt is described as a self-assured and technically solid musician with a cool, ethereal sound. Man, that hits it right on the head. Check this disc out. It will not disappoint. From the streets of Dublin, Ireland, we go next here on Neon Jazz. Here's pianist Oliver Gannon with the cover of Thelonious Monk's standard, Bright Mississippi. How about some more neon jazz?
Do it!
That was tenor saxophonist and flutist, along with being a composer and an educator, Yusef Abdul Latif, with the 1957 song The Beginning off his album called Jazz Moods. He plays many other instruments as well as the sax and flute. Not only are these instruments unique, they aren't usually heard in jazz, which is why he stands out. He also plays the oboe, bassoon, Shanai, Shofar, Zun, Argul, and the Koto. He gives a real nice feeling of that Eastern music into their traditional jazz blend, and it works well. We're going to strike up the band here next on Neon Jazz with the BBC Dance Orchestra in the background. Here's Jack Payne with the song Down Sunnyside Lane off a golden age of British dance bands circa 1931 to 34.
Night at 10, we sang an old refrain as we wandered in the moonlight down Sunnyside Lane. We heard the merry lark, and if the night was dark, I'd steal a kiss again. As we wandered in the moonlight down Sunnyside Lane, hey ho, around you my arms would be curled. Hey-ho, we hadn't a care in the world. Someday, if luck is kind, I'll leave my cares behind to be with you again. And we'll wander in the moonlight down Sunnyside Lane.
That was the great new pianist Lafayette Gilchrist with the 2013 song called DC Slick off his album titled The View From Here. Lafayette didn't begin playing piano until he was 17 years old, and his formative years were spent as an amateur boxer. Once he entered the jazz ring, though, he has been in high demand ever since, and he's got a long career ahead of him for sure. We always try to keep an eye on jazz and the popular culture, and this is one of the newest ones from film and TV composer Jeff Beal. He has jazz up his sleeve, and it shows on the opening theme of the hit Kevin Spacey show on Netflix called House of Cards that debuted back in 2013. And with that tune, we're going to leave. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the man with the back pocket full of plans, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. Let us know what you'd like to hear. Just send us a line or two. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
You've been listening to a great selection of jazz music with Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz. Neon Jazz is written and produced by Joe Dimino, engineered by John Christopher. That's me. Produced at the studios of Yowza, Kansas City, Missouri. All rights reserved. Neon Jazz.